Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mayor Evelyn Wynn Dixon from Riverside, Georgia, where she is a mayor. How are you doing this morning, Mayor Dean?
It's Mayor Dixon.
Mayor Dixon, I'm sorry.
That's okay, baby. You were having a struggle. And I'm from Riverdale, Georgia.
Riverdale, Georgia. Yes. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, baby. I'm doing good.
That's wonderful. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear yours too, sweetie.
Thank you. So, how long have you been mayor in Riverdale, Georgia?
Going on 17 years. Uh-huh. It's been a minute. I've been mayor for a while.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
What made you want to become a mayor?
I didn't want to be a mayor.
You did?
No. Never had any aspirations of going into politics at all.
Oh, wow. Well, tell your story, please.
Yeah. Let me abbreviate it. I became mayor because the people asked me to run. And my idea was, I don't want to be no mayor. No one brought the crew. I ain't going to do that. What happened was I was homeless on welfare, early divorcee with four children. And I promised God that if he get me out of that situation and help me get my kids through college and stuff, I make my life a magnificent obsession of helping others. So that's what I did in the community. I helped others. I by me being on food stamps and stuff like that, I knew where to go get help. I was on welfare when it was not food stamps or a card. We was on welfare when it was commodities. You had to go to the army base and get the canned meat and cheese and all of that. That's where the era that I was from. And, you know, learning how to cook stuff from scratch, you know, it wasn't no such thing. We went to McDonald's when you got that welfare check the first of the month, and you just went then. Other than that, baby, you ate your mama had to cook from scratch and let you get full that way. And we learned to be creative with the canned food and dried beans and stuff. We learned to be very creative. Like you take a real egg and put it in the powdered egg, so that they would taste good, for real egg. So doing that and helping people in the community and the lights and gas cut off. So I was familiar with that process and where you went to get help. So I helped so many people in the community, they asked me to run for mayor. And then my former pastor said to me, the Lord showed me in a vision, you were going to be the mayor of Riverdale. I'm like, right, okay. And he said, it'll be this December. And believe it or not, I won't lie on God, that December I was voted in mayor. That was my first time running. And I did it for right over $2,000, my whole campaign. So that's how I got it. And I still don't feel like a mayor. I just feel like somebody's helping other people. get on there and eat. So that's what happened, baby. That's how I got to be mayor. And I've been mayor ever since, and the people call me Mama Mayor. That's what they call me.
Okay, you call Mama Bear. Okay.
Mama Mayor. Mama M-A-Y-O-R, Mama Bear.
Oh, okay. So what have you did in your time as mayor to help people? You said that you don't feel like a mayor. You feel like you're helping people. So what exactly do you do to help people in your community?
Well, I have a huge staff. And so I didn't do it by myself. Let me make that clear. I hate people who try to take credit for doing everything. We all come up with ideas and make it work. So what happened was I had a good team and good council members who worked with me. So we were able to make it work. So what I did was now, this my city's only 4.5 miles big, which isn't very big. But what we did was we went from a Mayberry RFD city to a metropolitan city. And what I mean by that is now we have major restaurants like Chipotle and Chick-fil-A, all these major restaurants. New businesses. We're in the process of building a high-rise, vegan stores, shoes, clothing stores, which is really, and we're revitalizing by putting in new sidewalks and getting code enforcement to make sure people keep their communities clean. We have just really, and we built a new town center, city hall, baseball, skating park, park and activities for seniors, youth, for college programs, just a litany of better. And we have unity meetings, and we got a real ice skating rink, and we have concerts for everything, gospel, jazz, country. So we have really been metropolized and become better.
Okay, so the town has, the area has grown. What is the population there?
1,000. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's quite a few people.
Well, yes, it is. Not compared to these other cities surrounding me. I don't think I wanted it bigger, though.
So, what is your community like? Talk about the community.
It's very nice. It's religious, but we have a huge religious base, and we have it's multicultural. We really, really, really are really multicultural. We have Asian, we have Hispanic, we have people from Arab and everywhere, and black. Now, the demographics here, the black population in the last 10 years has really grown. And we have whites and everything, but the white population isn't as big as the black population.
Okay.
And we have, I tell you one thing we have, I like, it's not a recidivism program, but like these teenagers go and steal in Walmart and stuff like that. We, our new judge, what happens is they have you to write papers and to do things so we can work with you and you don't have a record. So I love that.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It don't save everybody, but it sure help a lot.
That keeps crime down.
Yes, ma'am.
the biggest reason for crime.
Well, we have good training for our fire and police department.
Poverty.
Uh-huh. And we teach them how to do bank books, how to save. You know, I put on a women's history program every March. And I'm happy to say I've done it for 9 years, and I raised the money and don't use the city money. And we have really helped a lot of women. A lot of women become teachers, nurses, go to med school, people who was on drugs. One girl told me one time, she said, I can't make it. She said, I hate school. I'm not going to school. And I like working outside and stuff. We have a car wash called Cosbar. And I got her to go to Cosbar. I said, baby, let me tell you something. You can get banked. So you work outside, they're going to give you a base pay. And with that base pay, you can make all the tips you want. And you can make at least $200 to $300 a day in tips if you do them people calls good. That girl don't got her apartment, a brand new car and everything. So to
me,
what you do with what you make.
Yeah, yes, that is true. That is so true. Your city councilman,
uh-huh.
The people who work with you, what had they helped you implement besides the car wash and things like the other two things that you named?
Everything. I mean, we have public works. Where we vote on what we're going to do. I can't do anything alone. You have to have your council to vote. I break the tie, but like voting on the bill, the sidewalks, and bring in new businesses, landscape. I can't do anything. And with all our ordinances and things, we have to vote on that. And so they've been very instrumental in moving the city forward. And they have their own little project that they do. So we work very well together in creating new laws.
That's wonderful. I think it sounds like a great place to live.
It is a great place to live. It's not big, but it's great. And my
you have a high crime rate?
It's down. Our crime rate isn't really bad. And we have an excellent fine police department.
It sounds nice. It sounds like you did a wonderful job.
I pray so, but it ain't perfect, but I thank God it's good.
Oh, okay. Do you have any plans on running for another office or politicking for another position?
Oh, no. I've been asked to run for Congress and all that stuff. Babe, I don't want to do that. That is not me. Because, see, I can't tell them lies. I can't tell them lies. Because if you want me to compromise my integrity, and I'm saved, and I know who God is. I ain't finna do that for you. And like I told them, I ain't gonna do that for you, Sean. I'm gonna go to heaven. I am not going to hell for lying and compromising my integrity. Now, the governor has placed me on several major committees, and I worked them for the time that I was appointed. So I've been to Washington and worked on projects like that. And Nancy Pelosi came to Georgia, and I had did a speech for the agricultural affair at Washington. And she came to Georgia and asked for me. So I've been to Washington, and President Obama gave me an award
Oh, wow.
So, you know, doing work and stuff. So I really been blessed.
Yes, ma'am. You've been recognized.
But
you
know,
have been recognized.
All the only thing that matters to me is that I do the will of God. For real. Because I'll be 73 next month. And I just want God to say that good and faithful servant. Maybe all the rest of that stuff gonna pass away. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
I wanna be there with God saying, did you help somebody? I can say, yes. Yeah. Did you feed the hungry? I want to be able to answer. I ain't always been good. I ain't always did your will, right, God? But one thing I can tell you, I never stopped paying my tithes and offerings and worshiping you. That I ain't going to do. You say you'll forgive me 7 times 77, and I'm believing that you'll do that. But uh-uh. I ain't ready for all that other stuff.
So, the new Supreme Court justice.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that?
Baby, words cannot express what I feel about that. Because I grew up in segregation. I rode the back of the bus. I remember the first day they told me I could ride the front. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And when black women and men couldn't look white people in the face, okay? I grew up in that. So to see a woman strive and to do that, because listen, this is what you don't know, black kids. Black people couldn't get a master's degree and nothing like that in the South. You had to go to the North back in the day. Before 65, you started getting them at your black colleges. But most of the time before that, you had to go north to get them degrees. And they wouldn't let you be no doctors. That's why we got universities called, like, Mahara and stuff like that that put out our black doctors. And what's so sad is this. Dr. Drew created the where you could get a transfusion if you needed blood. He died because he couldn't get it. They wouldn't give it to black people. So, but do black people, young black people, try to learn our history to know about stuff like that? No, not. So it's so much the reason that I'm so happy for her. Number one, she's a Christian. And number two, she's married with her family. And number three, she's educated, well-versed, and well-spoken, and she has really made a difference to propelling black people, especially black women, catapulting them to the top. I am just as happy as if it was me or my daughter. I'm elated. I'm elated. And the one thing I'm elated about with her is the fact that when they were questioning her and asking her the real stupid, hideous questions, she never gave in. She never faltered. She had a look in her eyes, but she didn't act stupid. It couldn't have been me, especially when that dumb woman asked, do you know what it's like to be a woman? What is a woman? And she a woman. Oh, girl, it couldn't have been me. I admire her tenacity. I admire everything about her with that stuff. So, no, I'm happy. And I thank God for letting it happen.
So, how do you feel about the way she was treated? Because I felt like she held on.
They treated her like dirt. They treated her like she was back on the plantation. And like she was stupid. They had no respect for her. And you could tell they had no respect for her by the tone of voice they used. The females and all. And you could tell that they did not respect black people. That's my opinion. So let me say this so I save myself a lawsuit. It appears that me, they had issue with people of color and a woman.
Okay, I saw the same thing. I felt and saw the same thing you felt and saw. She's very intelligent, though.
Very extremely intelligent.
I mean, the way she answers the questions made them look like fools.
Yes. So true.
Okay, so how long are you going to stay as Riverdale, Georgia's mayor?
Well, I want to do one more turn, and then I'm going to give it up because I want to get let somebody with new blood come in. And Jesus give us, the Lord give us a season for everything. And I think if I could do one more season to finish some projects that I've started, that it'll be time. Some people do it until they're 90 years old. I don't want to do that. You need some fresh blood. And my pastor teach us about seasons and how, and believe it or not, my son William, Dr. William Wynn, is my son. Certainly he's over the state with certain things. And then my son George works in the legal department for the SEC. And he's just brilliant and always recruited. And my daughter is a facilitated education. And I got one son in prison. And even with that, God got the glory because he got his degree. He was the smartest of all of our children. But when his dad left, his dad did not pay them attention. And he rebelled. And I gave in to that madness instead of putting my foot down. And the most miraculous thing, he had been shot 17 times, but God spared his life. So, you know, I'm the mayor, and I'm Dr. Wynn Dixon and all of that, but none of that is important. I got my first new house. I lived in apartments, slept in cars. I got my brand-new house when I was 60 years old.
How?
So it comes when God does everything in his season.
How old were you?
60. I had lived in apartments. But the Lord blessed me to get a brand new house built from the ground up. I got my first brand new car at 60. I used to drive cars that I had to crank up with a fork. I didn't know what I was touching. And when I got my master's and used to go to UGA, I used to go on fumes. I really didn't have gas. But I'm a firm believer what God has for me is for me. And it does, everything don't come overnight. Are you willing to work for it? And my son preached a sermon preparing for war in the time of peace. So when you're doing good, save you some money back. So in case things get hard, you can keep your lights on. You know, you have to prepare for war in the time of peace. And that's what I do.
That's a great way to be, and that's a great attitude, a great belief. Your family, with the success they have, sounds like my family.
Good.
It sounds like my brothers and sisters. They're real successful.
God is good. And he do everything in time, in season, everything in season.
I believe that, too. I believe that also. So what will you be, what do you see yourself doing after you retire?
I'm writing my book. I should have wrote years ago about being homeless and the things I encountered to encourage somebody. I don't want for nothing. My children take such excellent care of me. I don't want for nothing. So I just want to go around and motivate and use my life to encourage others, to tell them God is able to do everything but fail. And sometimes what you think is what's for you, God will show you another area for you. So don't get discouraged. Just say, okay, God, whatever your will is, and try to love and keep on going. And stay in prayer for Ukraine, the Ukraines. I'm praying. And I'm going to try to get my city to get up some food where we can send it over there, too.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's a great thing to do. Do you have any nonprofits that you work with?
No, I just do my women's history. Yeah, I work with some. I understand. Yeah, I do.
What are some of them?
Like the Red Cross, women's history, and women and women, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, helping empower women?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's a great thing. It's a great thing when black women can come together.
Ain't it?
Instead of tear each other apart. That's wonderful.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. So, I guess my final question would be, what are you going to do for the remaining of your term? What are some of your plans and goals?
Continue to, it's very simple, to keep it motivating and power, getting people out to vote, keeping the community fresh and clean, and just empowering families. Because I have family nights like in the spring and summer where you come and watch movies for free at my amphitheater. You know, introducing kids to new things other than just basketball, football, and baseball. You know, that's motivating the community and sharing love and using my life as an example to say, no matter what it looks like, God is able.
I believe that, and thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
I'm going to end the interview. And I thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope to have you back again one day.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be honored.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
You're welcome, sweetie pie.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
I'll send you the copy of the interview.
Okay. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye-bye.